Well, Harold, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yes, on this beautiful morning.
Absolutely. It's gorgeous out, and I'm going to recap a little bit of last night's city council meeting. The city budget was finalized for 2012-2013. Just kind of to give us a general recap on the impact that that's going to have changes-wise for both expenses and services.
Probably some of the major changes that the public will probably see is that in order to increase some of the revenues for the city, some of it to be proactive regarding some of the legislation that looks like is going to be coming out of the state legislature this year regarding property tax rollback for commercial industrial properties. We are implementing a 5% utility franchise fee on natural gas and electric bills. That's allowed to us by the state. It's been allowed since 2009. Knoxville hasn't ever done it. So we're looking at implementing that this year. It'll be a net change for citizens of about 4% because there's already a 1% sales tax on those bills and we can't charge both. So we'll drop the 1% sales tax and put in the 5%. So it'll be about a 4% increase. So for about every $100 of billing on those two, you'll see about a $4 increase in your bills on that. We've also been looking at, we've proposed, and there was an ordinance read for the first time last night regarding a 5% increase in sewer rates. That's due primarily to the fact that we have some state mandated improvements that we have to make, and because of that we'll have some loans and things and we have to have a guaranteed revenue stream to be able to pay those, and as opposed to increasing all at once at about a 10 or 15% rate, we determined it'd be best to phase that in over time. So this will be the first phase of that. We'll be looking at those will go into effect July 1st of this year. And then on the other side of it, on some of the services that we're adding, we are adding a 13th police officer. We're adding a couple of paid shifts for the fire department on the weekend, Fridays and Saturdays, to help improve with the call volume on those days and improve response times. We'll be looking at updating the website. We're upgrading one of the administrative positions here in City Hall to an assistant city manager. And that was also on the agenda last night, approving the job description for that. And then we'll be updating comprehensive plan and some of those things. And then we also needed to shore up the city financially as far as reserves. Typically, you know, you want, you know, 15 to 25% of your annual expenditures in reserve to help with cash flow and in case of emergency and those kinds of things. With the amount of expenditures that the city of Knoxville has going out, that would be anywhere from about $875,000 to $1.1 million. Right now, our reserves fluctuate between $97,000 and $323,000, so they're extremely low. So with our budget this year, we've also budgeted to put $100,000 into reserve, and we need to do that for a few years until that reserve gets up to where it needs to be. So those are, in a nutshell, that's kind of some of the key changes to the budget this year that was approved last night by council.
All right. And moving on to the job descriptions, you briefly mentioned the assistant city manager position and also the fire chief position. The job description was approved for that last night. On both accounts, you're looking for some experience. Obviously, you're upgrading the city manager position from what it was, a planning and zoning, and you're also looking for some experience in fire administration for the fire chief.
Yeah, one of the major changes that I proposed to the council regarding the fire chief position is it is going to require some sort of a college degree and at least 10 years of experience in administration of a fire department. It doesn't necessarily mean they have to be a fire chief, but an assistant or deputy chief or something like that. They have to have several years of experience in there. And then on the assistant city manager position, again, it does require a college degree, a four-year degree, and it will require at least 3 years of experience working in city government in some capacity. So I think these are positive changes that will help us get the skill sets that we need as tools to help move the city of Knoxville forward.
And both of those positions will be upgraded salary-wise on the what they were previously, it sounds like. Where is that money going to come from? Is it already into the budget?
The fire chief is yet to see. It's anticipated that there will probably be an increase. Typically, anytime you go through a personnel change like this, there is an increase in that. We don't know what that percentage will be at this time until we have candidates and we're at the process that an offer is made and we know what their salary desire is and what we can negotiate out. The assistant city manager, the planning and zoning administrator was budgeted at $50,000 a year. We budgeted an additional $15,000 to take that salary up to $65,000. So that's in the budget already. The fire chief one, we'll just have to wait and see what the candidates come out and how close we are and what we need to do on that one.
And what are the timelines for these positions moving forward in terms of selection of the candidates and that sort of thing?
We'll get the positions advertised this week. We'll probably give at least, a few weeks before we come back and review what applicants they are. Depends on how fast they come in. Typically, once a position's advertised, you'll see a majority of your applications come in within about 3 to 4 week time period. And then they may filter in or trickle in slowly after that, but the bulk of them you're going to get right there off the bat. So we'll take a look at that. And again, for the fire chief position, I'm going to put together a committee that'll be a mix of fire staff, probably a couple of area fire chiefs, and then some local citizens to take a look at that and review applications and interview candidates to make sure we get the right person in that position. I haven't decided as far as the assistant city manager what process I'm going to take that through yet at this point. I may just handle that one internally, but we'll see on that one. But anyway, my hope would be is that we're conducting interviews for the both of those positions probably within the next 4 to 6 weeks. And then hopefully it depends on the candidate and what they're doing right now as far as how soon they're available to actually come here and be on staff.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
Yes, the mayor wanted me to invite anyone in the public that's interested. We are having a meeting at the movie theater at 5 o'clock on Thursday for anyone that's interested in participating and trying to help get that back open. Obviously, there will be need to be a group of probably some interested local investors and those kinds of things. But Thursday, we'll be taking a walk through the movie theater to kind of assess what needs to be done, what costs we could anticipate in that, and move forward with that. So anyone that's interested in that project, there's a meeting Thursday at 5 o'clock that anyone's invited to.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Harold.
Thank you, Aaron.